So what does it say there, Brother Kevin?
It says, Father, it is a wonderful thing to be alive.
And?
If a person lives to be very old, let him rejoice in every day of life.
Rejoice in every day of your life. I'm still rejoicing. Rejoice in every day of your life. Did you hear that? Oh, I'm too old to do that. Oh, I did that when I was young. I can't do that anymore. Zacharias, he's in church offering up praises to God, and an angel visits him and says, your wife Elizabeth is going to have a child. Oh, I'm too old for that. I'm old. My wife is stricken in years. We can't have a child at this age. We tie the hands of God from blessing us. We tie the hands of God from blessing us. Can't do it because we're too old. And you know what happened to Zacharias? He left church dumb. For 9 months he was dumb because he didn't believe the word of God. Didn't believe it. Offering up praise to God. If an angel visited you, would you believe or not? I know I would. I know when the Lord has spoken to me. Amen. And you can't deny it. And no one can take that from you because it happened to you personally. And you'll never get away from that experience that you've had. Can't get away from it. Because the Lord's chosen you. And once God has chosen you, it's no longer up to you. It's not your choice anymore. Many are called, but few are chosen. When you're called, you got to make the decision. When you're chosen, I said the choice is in yours. Can you say hallelujah? You got a lot of folks that are called. They've made the wrong decisions. But when you're chosen, I said God is going to take care of your future. Can you say amen? So what does it say there in Ecclesiastes 11?
If a person lives to be very old, let him rejoice in every day of life.
I'm going to rejoice every day of my life. I can't stop loving the Lord. I'm going to keep on shouting. I said, I'm going to keep on believing. I have to take out my license to show people how old I am. They don't believe it. It's a good thing I have a driver's license. It's the only proof I have of my age. Here's my driver's license. Do you believe now? I can't believe it. Amen. So when you're old, what do you got to do, Kevin?
It says, if a person lives to be old, let him rejoice in every day of life.
When you're old, keep on shouting. I didn't hear too many. I said, when you're old, keep on shouting. When you're old and God says your wife's going to have a baby, oh, it's impossible. I'm old, we're stricken in years, past the age of childbearing for Elizabeth, it's never going to happen. Forget about it. Everybody say, forget about it. That's from the wise guys. Forget about it. Amen. I'm not going to forget about it. Can you say amen? Every day of my life, I'm going to enjoy. Is that what it says, Kevin? Do what?
It says, let him rejoice in every day of life.
Ah, there it is. Live with yourself. Say, I love myself. I know the church teaches you you're supposed to hate yourself. That ain't what the word of God says. No man hateth his own flesh. If you hate yourself, there's a place down the road called South Oaks, and you can be admitted there. People that are there, it's because they don't love themselves. Now I'm preaching to you now. I ain't even get started yet, so you better get ready tonight. No man ever yet hateth his own flesh. If you hate yourself, then you need help. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to bring you help tonight. Stop hating yourself. The Apostle Paul says, no man ever yet hateth his own flesh. But you nourish it and you cherish it even as the Lord the church. I can tell that you love yourself because we're all overweight. Hello. I said, hello.
Hello.
I just want to make sure you're on the other end of the line. Hello. Some people turn the volume down, you know. I can't hear you. I don't understand you. What'd you say? Well, you're hearing me tonight. I'm telling you what's in God's word. And I just got started. I'm still on the diving board here. No man ever yet hateth his own flesh, but you nourish it and cherish it even as the Lord the church. We are members of his body. Ephesians 5, you got this? We are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Ephesians 5, 29 and 30. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but a lot of people have never got the mystery because they don't know what it is to be boyfriend and girlfriend. Husband and wife, and once you become husband and wife, the joy ends. Hey, I'm going to tell you the way it is. Amen. But when you love the Lord, you can live with yourself. And when you can live with yourself, your wife don't bother you. And when you can live with yourself, your husband don't bother you. I wish somebody would say hallelujah. You let too many people bother you in life. Amen. That's why they can't go on. That's why they've lost their joy of living. It says here, no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but you nourish it and cherish it, even as the Lord the church. We are members of his body. What church you belong to? I belong to the body of Christ. I belong to the anointing. Can you say hallelujah? I belong to a special club that not too many are in. We've been chosen. Can you say hallelujah? I don't have to make the decisions. God makes the decisions for me. Moses, what do you mean tell the people to stand still? What do you got? Your hand, the rod. I didn't tell you to tell the people to stand still. I want you to continue on. Stretch it out over the sea and the waters parted. Now continue on. You've got authority. Say, I've got authority.
Authority.
And your authority isn't to stand still and to give up. Your authority is to keep on keeping on. Amen. So when you can live with yourself, your husband ain't going to bother you and your wife ain't going to bother you. Because if you got another partner, you will be bothered by them too like you were bothered. No, I know we're looking for the perfect relationship. The perfect relationship is Jesus Christ and you. That's the perfect. He says, I will never leave you. In spite of our differences, he says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And he says, I am with you right up until the very end. He said, I will never leave you. In spite of your differences, because says I'm in control. That's what Jacob found out. His name was changed to Israel. You know what Israel means? God is in control. Hello? Jacob, you've been in control long enough. Now he's saying, Lord, I need help. And the reason why we need help is because we've been in control too long. But when the Lord comes into your life, I said he changes your attitude and he changes your mind. When God gets in control, hallelujah, you can live with yourself. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. That's what the Lord told the disciples. We can't believe that you're really risen from the dead. It can't be possible. The Lord says, well, here, feel me, touch me. He says, because the spirit don't have flesh and bone. He didn't say flesh and blood. The Lord did not get a blood transfusion to get out of the grave. I didn't hear too many amens. Because the Roman soldier pierced his side. I made mention yesterday, Mountain Movement Service, Pilate had the authority that he could have released Jesus. But Pilate was a governor for Rome. And because Pilate didn't want to lose his job, like many today, they got a job. And because they don't want to lose their job, they don't care about the peoples. They don't care what happens in your life. They got their income. They got their job. And that was the case with Pilate. He had a job, and his wife warned him, said, I had a dream about this man. He's a good man.